Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com, home of the binary trigger, the home of the Salus line, militia line, Reformation, Providence. Well worth your time going there. And well worth your time coming here, because you're going to get hear about me and my ever-going quest on finding that perfect pistol. And to help me do that today, we're going to explore this a la Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bell. I had a really good range workout today. Doesn't get no better than that.
Tell me how a range workout works for you. What does that look like to Super Dave, a good range workout?
Okay. In a nutshell, I start with strict accuracy work. Then I shift gears into the fast action guy stuff, satisfy that requirement, and return to strict accuracy work in some shape, form, or fashion. You know what I mean?
I do.
And, but this was kind of a special circumstance because I had a good buddy of mine that lives in South Dakota, a dude named King Cavalier. He's like, you know, the picture of, this dude's like the Marlboro Man in South Dakota. But
gotcha.
I had a chance to work with his son. His son is living down here in Sarasota, and which is about an hour south of where I'm at. And as a favor to King, I took his son under my wing for the last couple of days and basically gave him the whirlwind one over the world with a modern combat pistol.
Okay.
It went extremely well.
That sounds like that'd be fun.
Well, I did a post. I posted a target. You have to check it out later. But I fired a cold shoot sobble drill. This will ballpark it for you when, in reference to your, you know, request for a benchmark. I fired a cold shoot sobble drill legit within the AC zone standard. Now, what that means is, based on the construct of the firing exercise, the total number of hits in target is 54. The basic construct of the exercise is you're working with a prep load. You have 6 rounds in the pistol. Your reserve mags are 6 rounders as well. The task is to mount, acquire, and fire 6, combat load, fire 6, combat load, fire 6, combat load. At 25 yards on an Ipsic silhouette, the par time is 15 seconds. Now, the base construct of the exercise is you have a draw stroke, two combat loads that are on the clock, and you're firing 18 rounds. And you execute that in 15 seconds at 25. At 15 yards, you have a 12-second par. And then at 7 yards, you have a 9-second par. And it gets busy real quick. And to fire it legit with an AC zone standard is a benchmark, dude. The preferred manner in respect to firing it is from far to near. That is the preferred method because it's much easier to accelerate than it is to decelerate in respect to firing it in reverse or near to far. You see what I mean?
I do. I'm looking at the target anyway, now.
Pardon me?
I'm looking at the target now.
Okay, that's cool. But fire it both ways, dude. Fire it, you know, far to near, near to far. Figure it out for yourself. But it's an aggressive exercise. A buddy of mine, a very old friend of mine, Rob Seibel, I worked that based on a range session me and him had together. I worked that exercise up based off our workout, and I named it after him because I told him I'd make him famous one day.
Yes.
By calling it the Seibel drill. And, of course, he just laughed. But
here you are making it famous.
I'm trying to populate it as well as I can. But other than that, man, what do you got going on, man? What are you up to? What do you got for me, man?
Well, we got a few minutes. We got a few minutes. We can set this up in this segment. So okay. I've gone out and you tell me how important this is, okay? Because I've never been in this kind of combat situation where you go out and you might have to start scavenging weapons or ammunition.
Okay, referred to as battlefield appropriation.
Yes. So
never had to do that either.
I'm thinking around here, if things were to get sideways around here, because the chances of me going into that kind of combat, there are none now. I mean, I'm way past that window. But the chances of something happening... Huh?
Why are you even thinking that way?
That I'm way past that window?
Yeah, like that. The chances of something like that can't happen. Why are you even thinking that?
Well, I'm thinking
just
that I'm never going
to... Because you've never had to doesn't mean you might not... You know, you might have to.
Well, I'm thinking
if
it happens, it's going to have to happen around here is what I'm thinking.
Okay, quick scenario, dude. Today's mobile society, what if you happen to be ill-prepared and unable to return to home base to kit up? You've got what you've got, or you need to go get what you need.
Right.
What are you going to do then? Well, I'm going to battlefield appropriate it.
Right. So to that end, the reason that I'm looking at what I'm doing, because I went out and bought another Glock G45, primarily because if I'm going to aim, if I'm going to own a Glock, I think the G45 is the best Glock they've ever made.
I would agree.
I don't really know.
My preferred blaster.
I don't know what the difference between it and the 19X is besides the paint. And the serrations and maybe the upgraded trigger and everything else, but I just like that form factor. And if I had a chance to get a 19X or a 45, and I got the 45. We're coming up on the first break. We'll continue this when we get on the other side. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's going to whip me into shape here mentally for the physical stuff I've got coming up with this trying to get past a point that I got to get past. And for those of you that want to check him out, go check him. This target he's talking about and a really nice guitar lick is right there on his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And one of the things that I want to be able to do, I just saw on your Facebook page. Because you show an example where you take two shots. I didn't have it turned up to be able to tell if you hit anything or not. I don't know what kind of targets you were shooting at.
What are you talking about?
Pistol sniping.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that short vid on the 200-yard shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And now, which leads me to my problem, my conundrum.
Okay. Hit me.
With any gun, because your thing, right, you told me this today, you want to assess a pistol coming out of the box.
Right.
Now, do you ever, once you have assessed it, if you get out there and say, well, I keep doing the same thing and I keep adjusting it and I know I'm not pushing left, I know I'm not pushing right, you know, I'm not limp-wristing it, do you finally look at something and say, maybe I need to drift the side or maybe I need to do this or that at some point to make some sort of a...
No, nope? Not at all, man. You know, sometimes it's got nothing to do with the blaster at all. But it's got everything to do with what you know and understand about marksmanship. I'm not talking about, let's get beyond how to function the gun, okay?
Right.
Let's talk about, what do you know about aiming? And can you apply what you know about aiming to aiming in real time? You have to have a solid understanding of the trajectory, you know, one, the not only the capability of the cartridge, but you got to know the trajectory and what, you know, to expect. What can you expect out of its performance? And are you operating within that scope? And the reason I say that is, you know, going out, you know, and hitting a target at 200 yards with a 230 grain ball, with a left to right quartering wind at about 20, 25 miles an hour, that was more of a display of aiming than anything. Because if I didn't take in all of the factors in real time and make the correct judgment or do the right thing at the right time, specifically at the right time, I wouldn't have hit the target. So what I'm here, let me make that perfectly clear. Get beyond what it takes to function a firearm and figure out, you know, through experience by doing it, do a little study on the caliber that you're firing. Understand its trajectory or, you know, expected trajectory based on not only the caliber, its diameter, but its weight. Because any bullet is going to have a ballistic coefficient, which basically means or will tell you how well that bullet's going to fly. You know? And then based on that, how far? What is the known trajectory in respect to your environmental consideration of effective range? You see what I mean?
I do.
Go out and hit a target at 200 yards with a pistol, that was a display of aiming ability beyond, you know, functioning the gun. But it's just stuff you know and can do by experience, man. That's what experience looks like, dude. Experience allows you to get away with stuff like that.
Sure. Now,
and you just gotta, would I have done that with a 9mm? I wouldn't even have considered taking that shot in those exact conditions with a 9mm. Thought would have never entered my head.
Right.
Because the winds were too stiff. The only reason I took the shot that day was I was working with 230 grain ball, and I'm very familiar, if not flat out know its trajectory, and can factor in a 25 mile an hour quartering wind.
Right.
Because the pistol that I was using is, or was, or is still is, I have it, a BCM Gunfighter 1911-45. And that's the other, that's part of the equation. Shooter, known ability, firearm, and ammunition, in respect to both, the inherent mechanical accuracy and the sum of that equation is either the size of your shot group or hitting a target at 200 yards with a pistol. Did you follow me with all that? I kind of did a little live wire thing there, but what I would like you to take away, and for those of you that are listening, I'd like you to shift your focus from, what it takes to function a gun correctly and properly, and start paying attention to what you need to know and be able to do in respect to aiming in real time.
Well, I figured out the question to ask. Well, I'm over here. I'm fighting the cough, man. I am fighting the cough. I'm hitting the,
okay, well,
the cough button.
No problem.
But
No problem. But did I answer your question?
Yeah, I believe so. But it made me ask myself a question, and I'm going to ask you that question when we get back. You can find Super Dave. His website is combatspeed.com. His Facebook page, which has quite the variety of things on it, is Dave Harrington at Facebook.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
Police clashed with rioters and looters for a second night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright during a traffic stop on Sunday. Law enforcement describing the shooting death as an accidental discharge. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott also calling a news conference on Tuesday to announce that Officer Kim Potter, the cop who shot Wright, and Police Chief Tim Gannon have both resigned. The mayor also getting an earful from community activists.
All right, one at a time.
One activist even asking why certain laws are enforced. President Biden is warning Russian President Vladimir Putin about the country's aggressive moves against Ukraine. When the two leaders spoke over the phone, Biden addressing it and suggesting a summit in a neutral third country in the coming months. USA Radio News. The government is halting all distribution of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines after six people developed rare and dangerous blood clots.
Of the six patients developing the blood clots, one person has died and another is in critical condition after they received the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, or the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock made the announcement.
This morning, the FDA and CDC announced that out of an abundance of caution, we're recommending a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine due to reports of six cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot following vaccine administration.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Fallen Capitol Hill police officer Billy Evans is continuing to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Just so you know, I'm fighting a cough right now. Going back to the doctor tomorrow, if you hear the cough, I have two choices. I can do the show and try not to cough, or I can play something I've already done. So I'm trying to do the new stuff. But joining me again, there you go. Joining me again is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let me ask you a question, if I may. We still got Dave? There he is.
Here.
Okay. So let me set the stage for you. And this is why I think this is between my ears, my little sticking point here. I primarily deal with three types of striker-fired guns, three brands. Glock, SIG, CZ.
Okay.
I can pick up the CZ Striker series. And I can, with regular sights, pull it out straight out of the box, hit center mass all day long.
Okay.
I can pull out the SIG, hit center mass all day long. I pull out the Glock, I'm going to be low and left. Now, I don't know now if my mind is making me do that because I'm so used to going low and left. I know in the past with certain of the Gucci Glocks, and it's primarily been because of where they stick the trigger when it's in its... chambered position. It's a little closer in towards the back. I don't do it as bad with that, but my question becomes now, is my biggest problem with this simply the fact that I don't stick to it and I keep changing when it's not happening when I want it to do it.
Yeah, it's a big problem. You're not working with a gun long enough to be able to make a knowledge-based decision that you can't adapt and make the gun work for you.
So I just need to...
You just need to stick with it for a little while and get to know the gun. I mean, it's not like one size fits all. See, that's what is so difficult about speaking about your grip. I don't tell people how to hold a gun or figure it out. There's four guidelines that I provide. The first one is your grip or your hold on the pistol or the firearm. You have to maintain positive control of it at all times. Now, in conjunction with maintaining positive control of it, positive physical control of it, you also apply muzzle awareness and ensure that the muzzle is always pointed in a safe direction. Those two are inseparable. The second point of interest is the grip has to be solid enough to allow the weapon to function properly because it's recoil operated, meaning the energy produced by the fired cartridge overcomes the mechanical energy stored in the firearm spring system, and, you know, it cycles. The cycle of operation occurs properly. It works when it goes bang.
So
absolutely have to be steady. I lost my train of thought there for a second, dude, because I'm watching a big rabbit run across the yard.
Well, let me ask you this question. While I'm out there and I'm trying to do it and I'm trying to adjust for certain things and I'm trying and what's the first thing I'm going to be looking to do? Because it's all got to be happening in the trigger. Whatever I'm doing in the trigger.
Talk about the pistol first, okay? Do you do any changes to the frame before you fire it?
Oh no, this here of late, none.
Okay, you don't use one of the supplied Glock back straps or
a
grip force adapter or anything?
No, sir.
Okay, well that's a problem.
That's a problem?
Yes. Because by using one of the other in a prescribed manner, because I do modify it before I use it, makes all the difference in the world in respect to how well you not only can point the gun, but control the gun in rapid fire. Makes a huge difference. So if you're just using, like, literally a stock naked frame, well, you just chose to fire in the most difficult manner you probably could on a baseline level because of the European grip angle in the Glock.
What kind of a feel am I looking for when I'm sticking these back straps on? What am I looking for that? What do you look for when you do that?
Primarily, I have a right and left hand, so it depends on which hand the pistol is in, but I'm evaluating the same things. One, primarily, is it comfortable? One, there's two things about the grips, or something I'd like to speak to in respect to your grip. When you're maintaining positive control of the firearm, you control it. But you should be using a control grip in respect to whatever is happening in your time and space. But when you make the decision to engage, you have to transition from your control grip on the firearm into your firing grip. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
You disengage or dismount the gun, you then transition from your firing grip back into your control grip and whatever is required of that. But your situation is going to dictate on how you need to maintain positive control, maintain muzzle awareness, or apply muzzle awareness, and, you know, the gun will function properly. It's solid. It's steady in support of aiming. And above all else, how you're holding or controlling or firing the pistol, your grip should not interfere with the function of the weapon. Those are the four bullet points. Using those, based on those four bullet points, you should intuitively be able to figure out what you need to do. But see, it changes because you're going to have to learn how to operate the pistol in your right hand only, learn how to operate the pistol in your left hand only, and learn how to operate the gun with both hands on it. So, when you start to peel the onion a little bit, it's a little more involved. You understand what I mean?
Now, you talked about this Timney trigger that has come out. Have you ordered one yet?
Yes, I have, but I've not received them yet.
Now, for that, that must have been something that, because that's going to take it into another, that's supposed to be a game changer, right?
Well, that's what people are telling me. That's what the word on the street is. I'm excited about it because the fact of the matter is a Glock trigger will always be a Glock trigger, no matter what you do.
Right.
So you might as well learn how to use one bone stock. Because coming back to the earlier segment of battlefield appropriation.
Before you come back to the battlefield appropriation, coming up on the break.
Yep.
You can find out stuff like this at combatspeed.com. That's Dave's website. Work in progress. He'll tell you that himself. Also, you can keep up and check up on all the stuff he's doing at his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's trying to talk me through a issue that I have that's between my ears when it concerns Glocks. And, you know, so I one of the things that's striking me, though, is I'm probably not giving it enough time. But going back to talking about battlefield appropriation that you were leading up to, the reason I want to have a Glock is that I feel like I would, you know, with 70% of law enforcement carrying Glock, I'd probably be able to find some stuff I might need for my handgun while I'm out there, wouldn't I?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, primarily, you know, 9-ball. I know. You know, that's always, you know, target material, so to speak. If it's available and you can use it, get it, pick it up. You know, don't put yourself at risk over it. But, you know, it's all risk versus gain anyway. But coming back to the Glock point of interest.
Yes, sir.
You need to, you know, use, I'll speak to how I modify the back strap, okay? I use the medium, you know, the Glock supplied factory medium back strap. I count down 3 lines of stippling, if you want to call it that, the texturing, 3 lines of texturing, and then I cut it off at that point. And put it on the gun. You know, I clean that edge up. I radius the edge. I don't leave it sharp. Radius that edge pretty aggressively, if not actually bevel it, and put it on the gun and run it. What it does is it provides not only the protection of the beaver tail effect, but it fills the gap in the being by hand in respect to how my hand and points.
Now that's interesting.
It virtually eliminates the European grip angle effect of the design. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, see, when you were talking about which one did I use, the reason I don't use one right now is because I had never thought about modifying it. I'd always thought about just sticking it on there, and then I've got the whole grip, and it's still pushing my hand.
Yeah, see, I don't like, I cut it off because I don't like the way it swells in my palm.
Gotcha.
Why would you do that? I need the top end. I don't want the lower. I want the top end effect. I don't want the low end effect, so I cut it off.
So you're talking about you taking it down after three rows of the texture they put on there. That's when you cut it off. Okay.
Yeah, I'll text you some pictures of my body.
I never would have thought of that because I completely get what you're doing right there. You're flattening out the curve of the grip, and you're making it less of a 22-degree angle.
Exactly.
Can you imagine how many radio shows we wouldn't have done if you told me that in the beginning? But I enjoy the journey.
I have no idea, man.
More than one, I'm sure. Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. Now, is this only after... So you've come to this conclusion after shooting this gun for how long? When did you start doing this with the back straps, for example?
When I started shooting Glocks.
Okay.
From the very beginning.
Now, what about sights?
I'm using stock Glock night sights.
Okay.
I got this thing going on in my head, man. What I am actually trying to do is find the balance of skill where you can quantify the mechanical accuracy of the gun and the ammo you're using. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep, I do.
Well, you can't do that with us using a stock gun. Ignore the man behind the curtain stuff.
Right. Now, with the trigger, like you said earlier, a Glock trigger is always going to be just a Glock trigger. Have you never, prior to this Timney trigger coming out, have you ever modified with another kind of trigger before this?
Oh, sure, man. I always used Jeff Wilson's triggers, which were basically highly polished OEM parts. I mean, he could polish like nobody's business.
Right.
And for a Gen 4 gun, it smoothed the trigger out considerably. But it was, you could still expect OEM performance out of the trigger group, meaning reliability and respect to the gun going bang every time and functioning properly every time, you know, resetting and mechanically functioning correctly. Durability, reliability, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the Gen 5 guns are much better guns on all levels. And I have no issues with a stock G45. I'll know when I get to the point of achievable, you know, what's achievable, what can I actually accomplish in respect to shooting with a stock gun or using a stock Glock. Just to quantify it for you, I'm firing like the Seidel drill, that target I posted. I developed that exercise back in the day I was running custom 1911s. And when I stated, that drill was made for real guns and real gear, I was referencing the 1911 45. So, fast forward, I'm firing pretty much on the same level that I used to fire custom 1911 work with. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
You're going to make me go out and shoot a 200-yard piece of steel with a stock G45 now.
Well, if you feel like it.
No,
I believe you probably could. I have one pistol that's capable, that I know of right now in my hands, that can do a 200-yard shot. And it is
What are you trying to do about all this?
I guess I'm going to have to go.
Are you seriously considering going back to firing Glocks?
Well, first thing I'm going to do is keep the one I've got, because I've gone through so many Glock models, you can't imagine. I'm going to keep the one I've got. I'm going to start training with it more. I'm going to train purely for, and I'm not going to shoot steel. I'm going to shoot paper.
Right.
I'm just going to shoot paper.
Marksmanship work.
Marksmanship. Yeah. Because if I can do the marksmanship work, doing the speed work, I'm there. I'm good with that. I mean, I'm pretty good with that. The marksmanship work is where I lack, and that's the part that worries me the most. Because I do not want to be I don't want to spray and pray.
Worry you in what respect and why?
I don't run out of time. I just want to put the rounds where they're going, like you do, right? And I'm not doing that right now.
Put time in on the guns, bro.
There you go. As we run out of time, of course, you can find Super Dave at CombatSpeed.com. You can find him on Facebook. And when things work out right, we do Combat Pistol Craft here, where he attempts to talk me through my meager skill set to feel like I can do better than I do. And I thank you for that, sir.
You're welcome, man. That's my job. It's what I do.
Gotcha. We'll talk to you
soon.
Appreciate
the opportunity, man. Take care.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the latest writer who is making a lot of waves out there. His name is Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.